the scoop. Hey, what's up? This is your girl, Ashley Marie, and you're tuned into The Scoop, your one stop for all things love, lifestyle, and relationships on MorrisMediaLive.com.
I said, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You gotta tell all your friends, girl, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You better tell all your friends, homie, welcome to the school. The time is now, tune in. You better buzz in your friends, y'all, welcome to the school. Gather round, tune in. Now let the show begin. Hey, look, it's time to tune in. If you not, then you faking it. The best topics, love, lifestyle, and relationships. The dopest host in the world, Ashley Marie, holding it down from 7:30 to the 9 PM. You better tell a friend every Wednesday night, cause you know she going in. They breaking the hottest artists in the game right now. No competition, so she in her own lane right now. You need the latest and the greatest, somebody that's gonna debate it. Well, we got it on lock, I know they hate it. So you can learn a lot if you choose to pay attention. We talk world news, sports, don't let me fail to mention how to get your money right so you can live a lovely life. Call in and get you some advice. It's not a game no more. We taking over the airwaves. MorrisMediaLive.com to catch the replay. You know it's time to tune in. You gotta tell all your friends, girl, welcome to the school. You know it's time to tune in. You better tell all your friends, homie, welcome to the school. The time is now, tune in. You better buzz in your friends, y'all, welcome to the school. Gather around, tune in. Now let the show begin.
What's up, you guys? Welcome to The Scoop. Happy Wednesday. I am your host, Miss Ashley Marie, and we are live in studio. We're your one stop for all things love, lifestyle, and relationships. And we're live in studio with a very special guest this week. We have actress and producer, Miss Crystal Hunt. Welcome to The Scoop, Crystal. Neeson's great at those mouth. What do you call them?
Crowds.
The crowd goes wild.
Crowd sounds. He's a natural. And welcome back, talent. Mr. Neeson Williams.
Yeah, stop last name. Stop.
Okay, sorry. He has rules.
Thank you.
But thank you so much, Crystal, for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
No problem. And you guys, Crystal, you've seen Crystal everywhere. She played Lizzie Spaulding in Guiding Light. You were on there for a long time.
Yes, I was.
Quite a while.
I became an adult there.
Yeah, you were like a child actress. Well, not you were like
I was 17.
Yeah, you were underage and you came into your womanhood there.
Yeah.
You also got an Emmy nom for that.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's actually a really big accomplishment.
It is. It's still crazy to even think about, but yeah, no, it's true.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you also played on One Life to Live, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what was your role in that?
I played Stacey Marasco.
Stacey, okay.
Both of which were really bad, bad girls.
Okay. And you also played Lauren in Magic Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
True story.
Yep. And
wait, Magic Mike? You playing Lauren in Magic Mike?
Double XL.
No, you said it was a true story?
No, that's a true story. I did actually.
She was in the. She's just saying.
I thought you were like, yeah. No, it was Magic Mike. It was a true story. Like, it was based on real events. It was.
Oh, no.
I was like, That's interesting.
What was it like?
Although I'm pretty sure that Magic Mike did kind of spawn off
something real.
Channing's like whole.
Yeah. Well, he was a dancer beforehand.
Yeah,
that's right.
He was in a Mail Review actually. I believe in my hometown. If I'm.
And what is that?
Clearwater, Florida, or Tampa, Florida, or something like that, or Orlando,
South of Florida.
One of those little areas. I'm pretty sure that's where that all started.
Really. Oh, okay.
Because I know I was saying, I was like, okay, why are you not like starting a Magic Mike Mail Review in Vegas? Because they've got the Thunder from Down Under. They've got Chippendales. And he's like, that's funny you should mention that. We're actually in the process.
I mean, they definitely have to. Like, it's.
I mean, I think it's already out now, or at least they're getting ready.
I mean, it has to. It's money to be made, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I just need to know where I need to sign my check. I got the shoulders.
What was it like filming that movie? Because there's a lot of sexiness.
Yeah, honestly, I was a nervous wreck. I just came off of filming, producing this film, Lycan.
Yes.
In the middle of 5,000 acres of nothing in Columbus, Georgia. So it was very different. Living in an RV for like the past
month. How long? Oh, for a month?
Yeah, like in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
All night shoots, then going to show up on set of, you know, Steven Soderbergh and Greg Jacobs and, yeah. and Channing Tatum and everybody.
Back into the world.
Yeah. But luckily, I had worked with Matt Bomer on Guiding Light, so I knew him, but I hadn't seen him since Guiding Light days.
Mm-hmm.
And he left, like, I'd say halfway between my run on Guiding Light, so I hadn't seen him in a while, although it was funny because I actually used to, like, sneak on set. Not that you had to sneak, but, like, you know, I would go on set once my hair and makeup was done and sit in one of the dark sets and watch him perform, because I just thought, I was like, I just loved how unpredictable his performances were. Mm-hmm. But it's funny, I was like, well, do you think he'll remember? I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, he's bound to remember me. I mean, we're together for years.
Right.
Like, but I haven't seen him in forever. I mean, I hope he's still the same guy. And
yeah.
First day I got there and all the nerves were like completely wiped away. I got out of the car and Crystal Hunt. I saw your name on the call sheet. Aww. Oh my God, get over here.
That's dope.
I had to introduce you, everybody. Come here. And all the nerves out the window.
That's dope. That's
it was
love.
Great.
Yeah, that's love.
Everybody, truly, that was so down to earth.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay, and let me just say this, you guys. She's actually here to speak, to talk about her new film, her latest film.
Yes.
Lichen. Mm-hmm. Lichen?
Lichen, yeah. Lichen. It's short for the mental illness. It's a lycanthropy.
Right.
Okay, but it's actually, and it's based on a young lady, Emily Burt.
Yes.
Give,
this is a real person.
Yeah, she's a real person.
Yes.
And there's like this story about her, but we'll get into that.
And she's buried like short, like just a short little drive from where we shot it.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you go to her gravesite?
So it's on private property.
Oh.
But we tried to get some drone footage of it. So we have,
oh, that's
we have
good.
Some. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Yeah,
that's good.
I know. So we were like, well, but the air is not
right. The air isn't regulated. Yeah, that's good. That's a good thing. Okay, so let's just back up. I want to get a little bit more of your backstory, and then we'll start talking about Lichen. So what I wanted to ask you this, because you spent a lot of time in New York, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
When you were filming Guiding Light.
And One Life to Live.
And One Life to Live. So what's the difference between L.A. and New York for you? Like, what was the difference in shooting there versus here?
Everything.
And living there versus here.
I mean, everything, mm-hmm. truly. Well, first of all, like, you don't get the cold here, obviously.
Obviously.
That's the only part I would say. It's like, the only days you hate life is, like, when you have a 6 a.m. call.
Right.
And it's snowing, and they haven't salted the streets yet, so no cabs are running. So you're walking to the studio, which, I mean, all the studios happen to be, like, right on one end of, like, next to the river, like, one mm-hmm. of the two rivers.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time my, like, Florida blood got there, I couldn't talk for, like, 20 minutes because my face would be numb.
Frozen.
Yeah, like, it just completely numb. I would have to thaw.
Yeah, that's real cold. That's not That's not L.A. cold. That's cold.
Blowing off a frozen, like, river. Yeah, of course.
I can't stand. Oh, my God. I can't stand
It's so cold. But, I mean, between that and also, like, I think the energy is different. Everything's so fast-paced in New York.
It is.
And there's people from every different walk of life. Mm-hmm. Like, there's not, you know, you'll never walk into a place and hear, like, oh, so what do you do? I'm an actor. Oh, me too. Or oh, I'm a producer. Meanwhile, they're the person checking you out at, like, a restaurant. You know what I mean? Like, and that's great because it's Hollywood.
Right.
But it's just something you will never experience
in New York.
So going from the whole, you know, first decade of your career there in that experience to coming here and experiencing that, you're like, wait, what?
Right. And that's what I wanted to get at, because you spent so much time there, and then to transition here had to have been a bit of a shock.
It's crazy. I mean, don't get me wrong, we had to come out here to shoot promos and stuff, mm-hmm. but
not to stay long term. So you actually got your start working alongside a heartthrob, Zac Efron.
Oh my God! It's funny. I'm like,
she's like, I did.
Who? She's like,
I
know. Who?
I'm like, who would that be?
Oh, that little guy.
Pretty sure I was his first on-screen kiss.
Oh,
he was pretty nervous at that point. I'd have done soaps for a little while. I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, don't worry, it's easy.
Okay.
I'm like, don't worry, I'll walk you through it.
This is nothing.
Okay. So this was this like, your
just
first?
To be clear, no tongue. I'm like, that's, but this that's was like, unprofessional.
Right.
This was your first film.
What's
that, your first major role?
I would say, yeah.
Okay. And this was actually the Derby Stallion?
Yes, the Derby Stallion.
Okay. So what was it like working with Zach?
Oh, I mean, he's a sweetheart. Yeah. And his parents came to visit, and his little brother and whatnot. Mm-hmm. They're just, the whole family, they're good people.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
How old was he when you guys did the kiss?
I would say, he just booked High School Musical, so it was right, he was going on right after that to film that.
Wow.
That's beautiful. Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing. You kissed him before he blossomed into a young
man. A young man.
Yeah.
You turned a frog into a man.
Oh, God.
That's yeah, but like, you know, you'll still hear like from him every now and then. I got a message from him just like a couple years back. He's like, hey, random question. By the way, this is Zach. But you saw those pictures that I'm like, yeah, I'm sure I have them somewhere. Yeah. By the way, how are you? Zach? Good. How are you? How's your mom?
How neat is that? Just a good text by Zach Efron.
Good question. By the way, this is Zach. Do you have those pictures?
I guess it's just different.
Yeah.
Like, I've never dated an actor. I've never been interested in an actor. Like, it's just not
your thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a whole saying to that. And, you know.
Yeah, very. I don't see that very often.
You don't,
like,
you know, where you eat. You
know, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I can't imagine spending my day, like all my hours working around somebody that I actually am attracted to. Like, I'm really happy that.
Yeah.
That's get that not break.
My, that, yeah.
What is it like to separate, like, when you have to have, like, an on camera romance to, like, real life? Like, how do you shut it off?
Well, they're not. I mean, it, either you actually are friendly with a person, they're one of your good friends, mm-hmm. you usually, as a cast, everybody usually hangs out, or at least a portion of them, mm-hmm. at one point or another. Or they're somebody who has a real-life insecure girlfriend who, like, comes to set and sits
watches
in their dressing room and, like, watches the feed, or because they want to go on set, mm-hmm. but they've already been told
they can't.
You're not coming on set and being unprofessional.
Stan,
although I have seen one girlfriend stand literally right on set in between two cameras.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
And she was just watching, like, don't
I was
try
actually
no
surprised
business.
That that was allowed.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, that usually.
I mean, honestly, it didn't bother me, but I feel like if a girl's going to do that,
mm-hmm.
she probably wears a pants in that relationship.
Oh for sure.
So it's not going to make the guy too comfortable.
Nope. Not at all.
Not going to get the best performance.
Not at all. Okay. Well, we are going to get more into your film, Lycan.
Perfect.
Yeah, man, because I've seen that trailer. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Oh, you like it?
Yeah. That's I love scary movies. So.
We do have a
clip of it. We'll show it here shortly.
Yes.
Neeson, why don't we get into your woman? Every week, Neeson shares his WCW, his Woman Crush Wednesday.
Oh, I love it.
So this week...
This week,
and this woman has been everyone's woman crush this week.
This woman has, as Pharrell
said. Even Pharrell said it.
Damn, 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 damn. Miss Rihanna, man.
Like, Rihanna, like, there she is.
Looking like a
I'll have to clap
Saiyan
on that
God.
One. She looks great.
Yeah, if anybody's a Dragon Ball Z fan, she looks like Super Saiyan God. But, so yeah, she's just amazing, man. Like, people was talking about how she put on weight and how she put on weight wrongly, but I love it. Like, I think
it looks great on her.
She looks great. The hair I love, and Rihanna's just amazing. So I just had to give it to her because those pictures just shut the internet down for a good couple of hours the other day.
Yeah.
She definitely put it on in the right places.
Yeah. She looks great.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
hippier.
And you can tell she doesn't go to the gym, so it's even more amazing. She does. And that's dope. Like,
how do you know she doesn't go to the gym?
She doesn't go to the gym.
How do you know? Like, what, tell me, like, point out, like, what.
I don't want, because this is going to sound like I'm, like, body shaming her, and I don't want it to sound like that, because
no.
I don't want people coming at me thinking I'm body shaming Rihanna when I'm not, because I admire her body. I think it's beautiful.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that she doesn't go to the gym.
She doesn't go to the gym. Okay. Yes. Well, if she still has it going on. So.
She does. It's a beautiful thing. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with not going to the gym, ladies. Whatever.
Well, not if you look like that.
Not if you look like
there
that.
There you go.
It's like, yeah. It's like not in a bad way. It's like a softness
yes.
and like a femininity rather
yes.
than like you can get like oftentimes like a harsh sort of masculinity if you work
yes.
out and, you know.
Exactly. See, that it comes off better if you say it than I said.
Yeah.
Then I just
Crystal had to add some finesse to it for
Let's
me.
Be
I will be straightforward.
Look at the photo. There's no cellulite.
Yeah.
Done deal. It's good.
Done
to
deal.
Go.
Yeah, it's straight. Like, it's just, it's theirs, but it's no tone definition. It's just her, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, man.
Loved it.
Yeah, I love her.
I loved all the pictures. And there was another young lady that, what event was that, Neeson? That
talking
was
about, talking about Patrice?
Patrice, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like that people were comparing the two.
I didn't like that either. I mean, one thing, Patrice had surgeries. And you can't, not to like compare surgery versus non-surgery, but just don't do that. Just let the ladies be themselves. And because once you start doing that and comparing, then people have to start picking apart the ladies. And they're both beautiful in their own
right.
Just let them be them. And then you don't have to pick apart. Like, well, one has surgery, one don't. Like, so what, man? Let them both live. They're both beautiful. And that's it. And Patrice just be mad, man. She's mad. Like, she just stays mad. I don't blame her either, because they be coming at her from all angles.
Well, all right.
Let her live.
All right. Well, shout out to Rihanna. This week's Woman Crush Wednesday.
It was Carnival.
That's right. Okay. We have that here in Hollywood.
Yes. Have you ever been to the one?
I have too.
Oh my God. Are you dressed up?
No, I've never dressed up.
I was about to say, you're not a...
You didn't post that.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, that just doesn't seem your vibe to dress up.
Oh, I would do it.
Carnival.
I would do it.
Now, people that... Let me explain to you, Crystal, that Ashley is... how do you say? Just, I don't know. Not fun. So...
What about that? You mean her black blazer? You don't love it?
I just came from work.
Yeah. But she's all what her black blazer represents right now. Very conservative.
She's very professional.
Very conservative.
I think that's nice. At least she's got a good pop of color.
Oh, it's amazing. It's a beautiful thing. It's just for her to say that she'll do Carnival.
I would. Thank you.
You believe
Thank
it?
Thank you, Felicia.
What is that?
Felicia sees my alter ego. Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! By the photographer, she
and then remember my Halloween costume last year.
You were Pocahontas, I guess you was out. She was Pocahontas.
I was Pocahontas, but it was
That's like the go to.
It was all beating.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
but yeah.
It was pretty.
Even at the top, it was all beating. So. Yeah, it's just surprising me that you do Carnival. I mean, I've been to Carnival a couple times. No,
a lot of fun.
Because I've been down there. I've seen what they do, and I will be shocked.
Okay.
Mouth will drop.
All right.
And I will look for your photographer instantly and say, get her.
All right, you guys. Wait, that was Neeson's Woman Crush Wednesday. We're here hanging out in studio with Miss Crystal Hunt, actress, producer. And she's going to tell us about her latest film, Lycan. We're going to take a quick break and be right back, and we can dive more into Miss Crystal Hunt.
And Lycan.
And Lycan.
What song are we playing?
We are going to play. I'm going to find out right now.
Okay.
In just a moment.
Okay.
Hold. Uh-huh. we're going to get into, let's see here, While We're Young with Janine Aiko.
Oh, I love this record.
I like her.
I love her.
And I'm sure you do love her.
I do. She's tight.
Silly.
Mm-hmm. Love is a happy word.
Like doing it legally.
Welcome back to The Scoop, you guys. That was Miss Janine Aiko. Mm-hmm. We are here in studio. Neeson's over here drooling at the thought of her.
You know, drooling emoji, that is me.
We're here in studio hanging out with Miss the lovely actress, producer, Crystal Hunt.
Aww.
She's been on everything. You guys have seen her on Guiding Light. I used to, like, as a kid, sit and watch soap operas with whoever was babysitting me at the time. Did you watch them? Like, I want to be on that one day.
I actually, when soaps came on, it meant it was nap time for Crystal.
Oh.
Like, that meant that was the time I was supposed to take a nap. And I'm like, same. I never really understood it. I was like, I guess this is my mom's, like, time. Like, this is her moment to, like, turn on the TV and watch her thing.
Uh-huh.
But that also meant Crystal had to, like...
It was nap time.
Time
to go to sleep.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like... You know what? You're right. Because soaps were... And they were never super interesting to me as a child, obviously, because I didn't know what the heck was going... It's adult content. Like, you don't know what's going on.
No, not at all. Nor do you even want to, like, care to even try.
Yeah.
You're like, wait, there are a bunch of adults arguing and fighting. Like... So why don't I watch that?
Right. What was your family's reaction when you got casted on Guiding Light? Was your mom really excited?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Very excited. Actually, my producing partner, Danya Ramirez, her and my mom were waiting on the corner at the Starbucks for me when I went in to test.
Uh-huh.
And I walked in there, and they're both sitting there like, well? And I'm like... Well, like, what do you think? I'm like, I don't know. Like, well, when do you think you'll know? I'm like, I don't know, maybe soon. It wasn't long. We were still sitting there at Starbucks, and they called and said that they went with me. So I was very, very excited.
Did you know it was going to be as long running as it ended up being?
I mean, no. I guess no. In the beginning, no, because I was still a teenager. So they had me on recurring until I turned 18 legally. And then they offered me. I was like, I wonder if they're going to offer me a contract. You know, after working around everybody, they're like, you know, when you're turning 18, we'll see if they offer a contract, because they usually do that. They try to not deal with the whole underage thing.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, crap. I didn't realize, like, there's the pressure of that now. Like, if I don't get a contract, does it mean that they don't like me? Or, like what does that mean?
Right.
So, yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's, like, the changing of the guards. Then, like, the executive producer that hires you, they replace with another executive producer. And you're like, God, am I going to like them? Or they
right,
like
now
me?
I got to impress this one.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are we going to get along? You know, is there, like, a thing like, well, the old EP hired them, so they're not the new, you know.
Right. All right. So, Crystal's here to talk about her new film, Lycan. Yes. We do have a trailer that we want to show everyone.
Awesome.
Of what the film is about. Yeah, all the goodies. So check this out, guys.
Don't get scared.
Have you guys ever heard of the Werewolf of Talbot County? In 1848, a bunch of local residents were complaining about their sheep being killed. Whole flocks slaughtered. A couple farmers got together looking for a bounty hunter to kill, you know, whatever animal was responsible.
Say it's been a pretty solid day.
That is truly a horror film.
Yes.
Apparently, Neeson's a fan of horror films. And I think what makes this scarier is the fact that it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about
all the stories you hear about, like, people getting attacked by a werewolf, you know, or like they were mauled by a werewolf, or this person was. You don't hear about it nowadays of like people were killed by a werewolf. All these like werewolf sightings and attacks that people hear of. I forget the exact statistic, but a large percentage of those are actually lycanthropy patients.
They're what?
Lycanthropy patients that they thought were, because when people have this disease, they really truly do believe that they are like slowly transitioning into a werewolf, like from a human, like forever, or that they can shapeshift into a wolf. A wolf-like being, yes. So they'll start growing out their hair, they'll, you know, their nails, they'll get shaggy, their facial hair, everything.
Did you like, interview anyone that really went through
It doesn't really exist in North America anymore. It does still in Central and South America.
Okay.
It's very close to bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. So they mistreated it for a long time here in our country until, you know, early 1900s. But it still does get misdiagnosed all the time in Central and South America. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But we did a ton of research. I mean, anything we could get our hands on when it came to lycanthropy, we were just like, okay, you get on that one, I'll read this one, we'll all put notes together and see what all we can figure out.
How long did it take to develop, like, the script for this?
Honestly, the script, so my producing partner, Danya, she's one of my best friends. We've been friends since I was 12.
Aww.
And we met in acting class in New York, and we decided one day when we're famous, we're going to make movies. We're going to make our own movies.
Okay.
So I don't really know exactly what made us decide to do it at that moment. But we're like, why don't we do it? But her husband is a writer.
Oh, okay.
And his writing partner, they both met at USC, and his writing partner is like truly just one of the most down-to-earth human beings. And it's like, you won like the best writing award at USC. Like,
yeah, wow. Never...
Great film,
yeah. They wrote this script, and Danya had told me about it, and she's like, you really should read it. I really think it could be a cool first like thing for us to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, I was not expecting what I picked up. And I was really blown away. I was, of course, immediately, mm-hmm. I was like on my laptop Googling to like learn about this mental illness and really seeing all the stories. And it's really kind of intriguing. You can't help but want to know more.
Yeah, no, that trailer had me hooked from the jump. Like, I was like, okay. And then now hearing more, you explain it even more, how it's a disease and how... It's a real thing. I'm like, oh shit, like I really want to see how this turns. Like, it makes it even more intriguing.
Exactly.
So how do you go about, you know, not, I'm sure not the masses know about lichen, like as a disease, right? Or as it is that,
I mean, some people called? I mean, yeah, lycanthropy.
Yeah. So I mean I didn't know about it at first. So how would you go about like just spreading that awareness, not like, but just like, hey guys, look, we made a movie about this.
I mean, we've been spreading it on Instagram and different social media outlets, but I think it's Underworld. There was a lichen in
there
Underworld.
Yeah.
Which I was excited to see because I was like,
why? Yeah,
it does exist somewhere.
So now I'm creating this case. I knew lichen as, but I didn't know, maybe that's, I just didn't know it was a disease. I thought, I always looked at lichen as a werewolf type of creature.
Yeah.
They never, man wolf, yeah, because they never really showed
never,
it as
never
being.
Never typed
a,
it into Google?
Yeah, I never typed it into
Google. I never had it.
I was just like, oh, a lichen, it's real, you know, it's a thing, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know that it was real either.
Yeah, me neither.
It's crazy.
But apparently people want to be wolves.
Look, man, you can't hate on people in their wolf ones.
So why is it not? Do you know why it's not in North America anymore? Like,
they figured out how the only reason why they weren't able to control it, they didn't really know what it was. So treating it like they would bipolar disorder, or schizophrenia. So it just wasn't the correct treatment.
So it's not bipolar. It's not a mental.
It is
mental.
Yeah,
illness.
It is. But they were treating it with whatever they knew. In fact, I'm pretty sure they treated them with like opium or something back in the day, like something like.
Oh, just take this.
Yeah, obviously not the correct treatment.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, good thing I don't have to worry about my neighbor wanting to be a werewolf.
Know, man.
Unless you have some like family from Central America.
Yeah. No.
Okay. She's like. That kid, his hair looks a little shaggy. It's weird.
I'm gonna be worried about everybody.
She's gonna see a distant cousin at a family reunion. Like, what are you?
So,
so where are you from?
Yeah, where you at? Brazil, huh?
We're gonna have to keep our eye on you.
Yeah.
So, is all your family have canine teeth?
Yeah, that's all of them. Let me see your mom. Show me your mom.
Okay, so are you actually in this film, or
no?
You,
I am not.
You're a producer.
This is my first time. Strictly being behind the camera.
Mm. That's such a great thing.
It is.
Because you don't have to, you can just focus on the project itself and not so
and
much.
And that is a full-time job.
Exactly.
It really is. I'm not kidding. Like, I don't know how we would have done it if we did not do it the way we did it. It was just, I mean, you are a little inundated knowing everything you do have to handle going into it that you are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's nothing compared to the things that happen that you're not aware are actually going to happen. Uh-huh. All the different things are going to come at you.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know how it would work out.
How has it been different from I guess, doing... Because this is not your first film that you've created, your first project that you've written and produced, right?
No, this is my first project that I produced.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I thought you had another film that you did. Maybe that was not so good information online.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I mean, a pilot presentation, not a
not a full on.
No, not a full feature.
Okay, gotcha.
So after this, since this is your first film that you produce, what's the biggest advice you give to like an up and coming producer?
you can have a checklist of everything that needs to be done. Mm-hmm. And you can feel confident that everything has been taken care of, mm-hmm. and every I has been dotted, every T has been crossed, and you got it all planned out, and everything's going to happen. Like, I'm a creature of habit, so everything is very, like...
structured.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best bet, is to be like that, because you'll have less chaos to deal with, but you will have chaos. There's going to be so many different things
that pop that up.
You will never fathom that you're going to have to deal with. You will have to. And if you know, you're doing this with your friends too, and then they're busy too on set, and you're right, you know, you're all trying to do your own jobs, you're not going to always be able to turn around and go, what do I do? You try to handle it to the best of your ability, right. And be like, okay, so this is what happened. Are we all on the same page here?
Right. So where was this? Where did you guys film?
We shot, actually, Donnie's husband, Brev, the producer, mm-hmm. and director, mm-hmm. and writer. Mm-hmm. He his family's property in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay, so this was in
Columbus. Yes, so the house mm-hmm. is actually his mother's house. But that's pretty much the only part that's not in the middle of the woods.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So the entire project was shot there?
Yes.
Okay. Alrighty. What was the most challenging part of being the producer and a producer on the film?
Well, I think just all the unknowns that mm-hmm. you don't expect, that all the things that producers do have to handle, and also things that that don't fall underneath their job title, I guess, that they end up having to handle because somebody has to handle it.
Yeah.
That you don't know, because when you're an actor and you're in front of the camera, you're completely unaware of all these other things that go right. on. Not that you don't, you know, catch on by just hearing some of the stuff on set, but like, truly, you really don't always understand exactly what all falls underneath that job description. Like, there's a lot more that they do than you think.
So next time you're in front of the camera, you'll have a new respect for
it. I have a whole new respect for everyone. For I mean, Jesus. I always have, but now, like, experiencing it and knowing that, like, I'm sure it could be more chaotic too.
Mm-hmm.
I have a whole other level of respect for sure.
Okay. And when does the film come out?
It comes out on the 18th of August and premiering on the 15th. But 18th, it will be in theaters.
Wow. All nationwide?
Nationwide, and it'll be in specific theaters. But okay. Yes.
Yes. Right. Where can I go to find out what theater is going to be in?
It will all be posted on @Lycan the movie, our Instagram handle.
On Instagram. There you go.
Instagram, guys, @Lycan the movie.
Yep.
LYCAN. LYCAN. LYCAN.
And how scary would you say the movie is on a scale of 1 to 10?
It's so hard. It's so hard to actually gauge that.
Like, I don't do well with scary
movies. So, like, I love scary movies. Uh-huh. But, like, I try when I watch the trailer, I try to take a step, because I watched every single one of those shots.
Yeah.
I was there for each and every one of them. So it's hard to, like, get scared in something that you know every part of, like, in the making of. But I got to be honest with you, I get into the trailer. Mm-hmm. Like, watching the trailer, I really, truly, honestly, like, man, that actually came out great. Like, yeah. I would totally go see this movie.
Yeah.
Like, it would be something that if I was on my Apple TV, I'd be like, oh, you're so watching this. Like, it would pull me in.
Nice. So there's 6 college kids in this film.
Yes.
And they're from, obviously, from the South. So I just want to explain to the audience a little bit more about the film, because I feel like we haven't touched on what it's actually. So it's about, is it one of the students that wants to turn into a wolf?
She doesn't want to. She just has the illness. No, she doesn't take her medicine on time. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she will break through for sure.
Okay, so her.
But she goes to school with all the regular kids.
Okay. And she's a freshman.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm just trying to put the story together. She's a freshman. Her new friends probably don't know this about her.
No, they don't.
And they're
all kind of learning who each other. They're just meeting each other, so it's not like,
right. So they're discovering
it's
this.
It's like a class project they're forced to go on.
I don't know how I would feel being a freshman on campus and having this new group of friends, and one of them has this illness. I would definitely.
I mean, what do you mean? You don't have a choice.
No, I'm just saying. I would. It would be a problem. It would be a major problem.
If you think back too to freshman year in high school, I mean, there are definitely some kids in at least one of your periods that you could have seen that like being the case.
Absolutely.
I've always had like that one kid that doesn't shower. I know, me too. I'm like, there's always that one kid that didn't shower and his nails were always really long and his hair is always, could it have been.
I think so.
And especially around that time too, like the whole Angels and Buffy the Vampire Slayer and just
Yeah, that was actually big. Yeah. That was actually big.
That's something I vividly remember a guy. Yeah. He definitely pops out. He's probably running around right now trying to eat people.
All right, so what would you say, so after this is done, after, you know, the Lycan run has, you know, you've completed this project, what's next for you? What do you want to do now?
Well, obviously, I don't think you produce one film. Well, I guess you could be like, oh, no.
I did it. I did it, guys.
No,
I'm done.
I think it's too much fun to create. It's just, I don't know. It's, as an entertainer, I feel like you like to create, and you like, once you do it, it's almost like you've been bitten by that bug and you can't wait to do another one. So obviously, I will continue in front of the camera as well. I wrapped up season one of Hilton Head Island with Donna Mills and Antonio Sabato Jr., and that's exciting. And then Mr. Wink Martindale, who's like the biggest doll ever. So I'm excited. They really seem happy with it, so hopefully we'll get a season two of that as well.
That's going to be great.
Yeah.
Will it be a Lycan 2?
You know, that's a good question. Will Isabella come around again? I don't know. We'll have to see.
I'm nervous. Like, I really want to see it. I'm just scared. I'm really scared.
You'll be fine.
I'm one of those that is covering their eyes the entire time, that's screaming
now,
the entire
exactly
time.
What is that going to do? Is that going to save you?
Right.
It's not going to save me, but it makes me feel better. It makes me feel better.
I would pay so much to see you, a grown woman, in the theater, literally covering her
eyes. Do that.
I'm so like, the premiere, are you going to tape the premiere? Are you going to tape the crowd reactions for the premiere?
I do believe we're going to get some footage of the red carpet.
I think I'll be there. I think I'll be there. So you'll get some great footage from me.
No, but as they watch it, you should tape so you can get her and the rest of the camera.
Oh, that would be priceless, like, right?
Oh my God, I don't want to see it.
Especially if you guys post here on your Scoop. This is your talk show. This is your host.
If you get that footage, I will make it a GIF just because.
That wouldn't be very nice.
That'd be amazing.
I would do it.
Crystal, you're supposed to be on my side.
If it was me, I would think it was amazing as well. Okay. I'm scared of the dark. So. I mean, I was.
But you just made this horror film.
I was honestly thinking that I was going to be scared to death the entire time, but because obviously we had so many crew and then so many lights, it was fine.
I feel like the South is scary sometimes, like especially at night because there's.
In the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
So I feel like if I'm filming and I'm in that environment, I would be terrified.
Try having a lot of fake blood everywhere and like fake dead animals that look real and all that.
It's a thing of, I've always felt like creatives just, if the reason why, because I find creatives are not just, they're worried in the dark because your mind starts to wonder of, you can't see anything. So it's like, what if this, what if this, what if this, what if this, and all this thing starts to come up.
All your other senses heighten.
Yeah. And so you're just like, oh God. There's a light. Oh, whew, okay, cool. It's just my room.
Exactly.
Like, you know, it's like nothing's in there. You know nothing else is in there, but it's the whole what if something else is in there, and it's just this.
Oh, my mind
avalanche.
Can totally create its own little thing.
Yeah, it's just an
when
avalanche.
It's physically impossible for physically, anything to happen.
It happens to me.
I still feel like there's a possible way.
Oh, it's
something
no, because it's
happen.
Possible. It's possible.
I'm like, wait, are those feet?
Yeah,
I don't even want to walk by the hallway because if I see a shadow of a body, I'm gonna like freak out.
Right.
I'm always afraid something's gonna break in. I'm like, good.
Man. I have that fear too.
I don't know why. Maybe it's because I watch too much Investigation Discovery. Mm-hmm. I think that's what it is.
I like that.
With me, I just moved into like a one, not just, but 8 months ago, I moved into a 1-bedroom apartment. Right.
And almost a year ago, I just moved in.
Right. But I still get this thing to where like if I'm in my room. Cause I stay in the valley, so like I close my door so I can have my AC in my room and just it stays there, right? So it gets hot. So if I'm in my room and the door's closed and I hear like boom, and I'm like, oh shit! Like I can't, I can't see the front door. Like I have to go like out, and I'm just like, okay. So if they're already in the apartment, then it's a wrap.
Late.
It's too late. Like it's too late now.
Okay, I can share a little thing that it might be weird, but that will take that away. I went out and got the outdoor Nest cams that are white.
Yes, and had
the infrared thing.
Yeah.
I have those in rooms of my apartment so that at all times, even when I'm not there, like it gets triggered. So I know I'm like, oh, my dog went from this room to the other room. Or like, or if I'm in bed and I hear something, I can go on my phone and look at what the camera is from like the front door or like the whole living room. And I'm like, okay. It's good.
All right,
cool.
And see, like, I have thought about getting one of those just from our front door, too.
They're great.
And my dad has them at his house. And I was like, man, if I put that there, then I'm thinking, like, okay, so what if I see it? Then what? Like, now what am I going to do? Like, oh.
But you sleep so much better, like, knowing you can, like, you check it out.
It does.
Yeah,
it
like, I actually don't
I
have that, like,
that. Yeah.
I don't have that, like, heart drop to your butt moment where you're like, oh, God.
What's
and your heart's,
on?
Like, thumping.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
used to all the time, and now I'm like, what's going on here?
I'm just like, man, and God.
So, Crystal, I wanted to ask you, too. I meant to ask you this a little while ago. Uh-huh. What do you prefer more now that you've been a producer? Yeah. What do you prefer, being on camera or behind the camera?
Well, I think there's a part of you that always likes, like, for me, I love getting the challenge of, like, creating a new character.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what I know. So, I think it's hard to say because obviously I can't imagine one without the other now. Mm. But I mean, I That's definitely know that I wouldn't be able to go without creating a new character myself. Because to me, it's a challenge.
Yeah,
Like if it's exciting, cause it's almost like I want to see if I can do that.
Yeah,
like do you believe it? Can I? Is it viable? Like, do you buy it? Like, it's exciting to me. That's like a high. It's like, oh my God, I want to see if I can do that.
What has been your most exciting role yet?
You know, I actually really like comedy. I know it sounds crazy, but really? Like I would say I loved my character in Sydney White because she was so happy that they actually trusted me to do it because it was such a highly comedic character and I was in the middle of a daytime drama playing like one of the biggest drama queens. Like I just or crazy people, I guess, too. Yeah, and she was a lunatic. She was, like, in a mental institution and, like, broke out. And, like, Lizzie on Guiding Light.
Oh, Lizzie. Okay. I was like, wait, what?
Hence the she and not me.
Yeah, right. You have to.
She was crazy and she didn't.
Yeah,
what do you
exactly.
do to prepare for those roles that are just, like, total, like so different from your own? Because I've seen people play in roles that you're like, okay, that seems like that's how the kind of how they are. But what do you do to prepare for roles that are completely different than Crystal Hunt?
Personally, I do a lot of research. Watch anything I can find on it. Not necessarily to see their portrayal of it, but just to like documentaries of people who have these certain conditions or films that have characters that were similar to that. So that I can kind of take note of things that they might have thought of that I wouldn't have necessarily seen. And I know this sounds crazy, but I always usually have some kind of, I love music. So it relaxes me even when I don't have it on. I'm humming. It drives people crazy. But I usually always find some sort of music or like songs that sort of put me in that mood.
That's interesting.
So that I will actually play it on my way to that meeting so that I like sort of keep myself in that zone.
In that, yeah, that makes sense.
That was an old trick I learned from somebody too that taught me that find the music that character that you're playing will listen to.
But that doesn't work for everybody.
Right. It doesn't.
You have to really be in tune. Like you have to really. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. It worked for me.
I was at Barry's boot camp this morning, and they had on like some sort of show tunes mixed with like a little bit of hip hop, but it was like a weird. It was too early in the morning to be listening to too slow a pace of music.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mixed with show tunes, and I was just like, man, 7 and 10 a.m. Like we gotta have some other music in here, otherwise I am going to die right now. Like I really do go by the energy of whatever the song is or whatever the music is. So, yeah, I connect well to that. Yeah.
All right. Well, speaking of that, this song has really good energy. We're going to take a quick break.
Well, good.
This is Bryson Tiller and Rihanna, your WCW Wild Thoughts.
She said she her cookies for the bacon. just want to put that
just
out
for
there.
You?
Yep.
For you to bake it?
I got my apron.
Welcome back to The Scoop, you guys. That was Rihanna and Bryson Tiller and DJ Khaled, all three of them, with Wild Thoughts. that song originates from Carlos Santana, as Neeson taught me a few weeks ago. He got upset because I said, what did I say?
I forgot.
Wyclef Jean. I got it wrong. Anyways, we're here in studio hanging out with actress producer Miss Crystal Hunt. Lady Crystal, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So we have this segment here on The Scoop. It's called Get Your Money Right. And we have a licensed financial advisor come on and give tips.
Really?
Yeah. And he joins us via Skype most of the time. Sometimes he comes in studio, but he's on right now via Skype and he's going to share some financial tips with us.
Very cool.
Johans, are you on the line?
Johans! I am here. I just heard that awful comment that you just made about confusing Carlos Santana with Wyclef Jean.
I did not confuse. No, in my defense.
She did.
In my defense,
she did.
There's an attorney in the room, so I'm
getting loud. Shows are recorded, so go ahead.
Exactly.
I'm getting loud.
You're getting loud because that means you're wrong.
No.
I'm getting loud.
In my defense, I feel like I'm in court right now. No, in my defense, Wyclef Jean is on that song with Carlos Santana. The remake of it.
No, not the remake.
Yes.
On the song.
So, thank you.
Not the remake of the song.
Okay.
On the actual song. Yes. Okay, sorry.
See, you're just messing up again.
The mistake that, I mean, Wyclef can't play the guitar like that.
Thank you.
I mean, that is like a infamous riff right there.
It's a sound that's like,
thank you.
It is Santana.
Okay. Like, and here's the other thing. Like, I was actually a little disturbed with Rihanna for even touching that.
That's what it's like. You don't touch a clap. Like,
yeah.
It's a like, rule. Like, it's like, a.
Really nice.
I was concerned with Jay-Z when he touched Stevie Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. It grew on me. Smile is what I'm speaking of.
Oh, but Smile. I was going to say, what song are you talking about?
Smile.
Got it.
Yeah. Like,
Can't touch the classics, man.
Yeah, you just got to be careful. I mean, it's become a commercial hit, so
yeah.
You know, I sing along with it. And it's Carlos Santana. Who can't, you know, sway your hips to Carlos Santana? You have to. So, anywho, heck of
and he has shoes. I know he has shoes. He has a shoe line, I think.
Okay, now you taught me something. I didn't know that. I know that Wyclef wanted to be like president of Haiti or something. That's another story. Anywho.
Please call 911.
Greetings to all of our listeners.
Did you say hi to our guest, yo?
I did not.
Producer Crystal Hunt.
Hi, Crystal.
Hi.
I was speaking to our lovely guests first, our viewers. Anyways,
she has a horror film coming out.
When I'm on Skype on hold, I don't get to hear the music, so I actually went and watched the trailer.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like a scarier Blair Witch project. that's what I got from the trailer, anyways. I was terrified in Blair Witch.
I was too.
So you'll be terrified on this too.
Well, because I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina, so I'm from the woods. I used to camp in my backyard, you know, and we had enough trees that it was cool. We had a fence though, so you know, you at least had to get through the fence first before you could get into the yard. Yeah, I've never been camping in the real woods. I mean, I went camping in the VIP section of Coachella. I don't think that really counts.
That doesn't count.
Hey, that counts to me, damn it. Counts to this LA kid.
Oh, yeah. So, and that's the thing. I'm a country kid, and I'm just not down with that. Actually, so my father and I actually built a real playhouse in our backyard. So I would sleep out there all the time, but 4 feet off the ground.
Did you have any friends with lycanthropy?
We had some that had lycanthropy tendencies, if you will.
They just didn't like showering, that's all. That was different. They just ran the water and sat in the bathroom for 30 minutes. That's a little different.
Oh, my God.
No, but here's the thing, though. But growing up in the country like that, there was – Charlotte's not really the country, but if you saw it in the 80s, it was. Today, it's not. But anyways,
yeah.
Charlotte listeners, you know, I still love y'all. But there was a real fear of rabid dogs.
So
that was a real fear. Like, okay, you know, you come across a rabid dog. I mean, because it's the country. Some people didn't have fences, and their dogs just run wild. They got raccoons and skunks and muskrats and rats, and the list goes on and on. So that was something that was a real fear. So, but yeah.
I mean, that still kind of exists, I feel like. I mean, I'm from Florida, and so, like, there's a real fear now of, like, alligators. Still, well, alligators, yeah. My parents live on a golf course, so, yeah, there is an alligator in the pond behind their house, so they freak out about that because they have three small dogs, but coyotes,
yeah.
They have a couple of hawks that are in around that golf course, and now I guess there's an owl.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Yeah, and they're pretty good at picking up little pups. So, of course.
Yeah, hawks don't play.
And you don't play with my mom. It's like, those are her babies.
Don't play with my damn puppies.
Exactly.
Mom's out there with the rifle.
Right.
You know it.
That hawk gonna be pissed.
Like, what are we having for dinner? Hawk.
I don't know if they allow that in country clubs. I'm sure they would have a letter written up about them.
No, they would just want to shoot it so they could stuff it and put it on the wall somewhere.
Right?
I was about to say, they wouldn't let you shoot. I'm sure that's the place they let you shoot it at.
Shoot it.
Like, goddamn. Put it right on the wall. Yeah, put it on the wall. Got another one.
So speaking of homes, I actually, my content for this evening is about home ownership and not just buying a house, just living in. I know there's a lot of viewers out there and listeners that like chronically watching the same channel as my wife, HGTV.
Yeah.
And if you watch it too much, you will start to think that you could flip any house. You're like, oh, it's so easy. Oh, look at how much money she saved. And I'm hearing the stories all the time. Oh, she got all this tile for 20 cents. I'm like, no, she didn't. But it's TV. So anywho, so the question has actually been coming up lately as interest rates are starting to go up. Clients are starting to get more of the fever that they want to buy property. And they want to, you know, lock in low rates while they're low. And in some markets, there are still lots of opportunity for real estate. So I want to talk about some of the basic rules of rehab. So if you're buying a house that's maybe in because there's still it's in Florida, there's still a good amount of properties that are bank owned.
Tons.
That were abandoned. And people think, oh, I can go to Florida. Actually, that's one of the places that people ask me about. Oh, I can buy a property just outside Orlando for $8. You know, and it used to be worth $1 million. I'm like, yeah, it's probably really only worth $5, but dollars, that is, not million. But the what I find is that there's when there's construction and rehab needs to be done to a home, there's 5 major things that you should look out for when you're looking at buying something, whether it's to renovate and lease out or flip it and try to make a profit. And so just, you know, if you're not driving, pause for a minute. And jot these things down, because once you hear them, they'll stick with you forever if you're out there shopping for a home. And this is even if you're buying a home that you think you can repair for yourself to live in. So number one, foundation issues. You want to avoid foundation issues as much as possible. I just had a client that just told me she got an estimate from her contractor to redo the foundation on her home, and it's going to cost almost $40,000 to fix her foundation. So foundation issues is one of the ones that you definitely want to avoid. Now, if you have a separate slab for like a garage or something like that, and there's problems with that, that's minor. But under the main foundation of the house, try to avoid that. Number two. Mold or major water damage.
That's a big one in Florida.
Yes, huge. That is a huge one in Florida. Actually, we don't have it as much in Southern California, unless number three was a problem, which is major plumbing issues.
Plumbing issues, yeah.
But mold and major water damage. Well, if you have major water damage, you're probably going to have mold.
Is it due to the humidity?
Anything. My family are in construction, so I actually flipped a house last year. In Florida, I find that if there's water damage, it's generally from something not being sealed properly. Mm. And yes, because of how humid it is. Mm-hmm. But generally, if it doesn't smell like fresh paint, you are going to see the water damage a lot of the time. So you just have to know what to look for and really pay attention to it. And as far as the foundation in Florida, you just have to make sure it's not sinkhole, because that's really what you see in Florida.
Wow.
Your home will be gone. You come home and your home is gone.
Exactly. There's a hole in the ground.
Or part of your home is gone. You come home and you just lost your bathroom. Where'd it go? It sank. It's gone.
Exactly.
And now you have a foundation issue and water damage, because now your house is exposed to all of the Mother Nature.
Exactly.
But
now you no longer have
mold.
A house.
Is it's so hard to really get rid of, you know, because it's not something that you can just see it and like, oh, there it is right there. Now there's companies you can hire to come in and do stuff like that. Had a client had to deal with it, cost her over $20,000 to try to get all the mold out of her home. So that's one that you want to stay away from as well. Like I said, number three is major plumbing. When I say major, I'm not saying that the shower doesn't work. If it's a home that still has lead pipes and they need to be replaced and we have to redo all of the plumbing in the house, you want to stay away from that. Major electrical, when they say, if the electrician says, hey, we got to gut the whole place, put in a new box, all those stuff. And now I'm going in order of what can cost you the most to what can cost you the least. And so major electrical is four. And number five is major landscaping. So here's the thing. Some people can financially tolerate one of the five. You know, they find a house, everything else is great, except it needs to be rewired. Usually they can handle you. Most people can handle one of those things. Now, some people have the patience and money to deal with two of them, but they're not typically going to go with, I have a foundation issue and I have a major mold or water damage. They're walking away from that house. It has to be demolished, torn down, you know, rebuilt from scratch. But sometimes they can handle, I need to do the plumbing and the electrical. In most cases, they're side by side and go in there, get that done. They can handle that. But again, it's the patience to deal with it and financially be able to deal with it as well. If you ever come across a house that has three out of five, walk away. There are plenty more houses out there. Walk away, find something else, because it's always going to cost more than what you thought it was. Now, everything else, painting, kitchen, bathroom updates, getting a new roof. Be careful if it needs a new roof, because that could mean that there's some water damage from poor roof. But if it just needs a new roof from cosmetics, you know, you want to rip up the carpet, again, checking for water damage. Those things are typically cosmetic and things that you can handle. Refurbish a house, make it look pretty again, and be able to put it back on the market, lease it, what have you. So those are the five rules. These rules were taught to me by a gentleman that at one point owned over 70 residential homes. I worked with him many, many years in the past, and he still does real estate development and flipping, but now he's on to apartment buildings now. But these are things he taught to me, and these were his five rules that he followed, and he became a multimillionaire with residential homes and just doing, you know, flipping them or leasing them out, whatever it is, and has done well for a long time. So I take those to heart. I encourage everyone to use them. And if you're out there looking for a good deal, just remember those five: no foundation issues, mold or major water damage, major plumbing, major electrical, or major landscaping. So those are my tips for today. If you want to learn more tips, always, you can catch me on The Money Script on Instagram, The Money Script on, what's that other one called? Twitter. and talk about wars with major countries.
About that roof thing, though, don't ever, in my opinion, my family being in that industry, but also having flipped, but also all of my siblings, I'm one of six, having bought properties and sold them and whatnot, in Florida at least, never buy without getting in the attic first.
Oh.
Because that's really kind of how you see what's going on with the roof, because you can't always inspect it. And if there ever is any patches or anything like that they've done, or any sort of past water damage, you can generally find it out by getting up in the roof and looking around. Mm. And also with the mold thing, I had an apartment in LA actually that I thought had mold because I kept getting sick. Mm. And I got to tell you, I after meeting with many companies, I'm pretty certain that, they were just trying to make money.
Yes.
Because I'm happy they came out with this now. I just discovered it a couple weeks ago. All of us have terrible allergies in our family. They actually, I found it at Kuntz Hardware of all places. They actually came out with a kit where you're able to do the preliminary testing within like a matter of a couple minutes to see if you have any form of mold, and if there is any trace, then you know to call a company,
a remediation company.
Yeah.
I knew that for my last place. Had the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, they will really, really take advantage.
Oh,
of
yeah,
you.
No, I've had they consultations, do. And they really try.
Yeah, they definitely do.
Oh, those are good tips. I appreciate that. Yes, get in the attic, and also get into any basements. If you're buying a house that says basement, 100%. Cellar, anything, you all in, because then you'll see any foundation issues. And you mentioned something else earlier that is a key thing when you're looking at a house for rehab. If you smell paint when you walk in, what were they painting and why?
What do they have to conceal?
They're usually trying to conceal water damage. That's usually what that is.
Hands down.
Coach, but if you need a little something on the wall, like, no. Because if you were painting, you would paint the whole house.
It's so true.
Not just a little spot on the house that you're trying to sell to somebody else to flip or something like that.
So true.
So they would be trying to cover up the mold.
Oh, yeah. It happens. They try to cover up water damage. Yeah.
Okay.
Happens all the time. Gotcha. All the time. So my father's a contractor as well, so that's how.
Oh, okay, very cool.
Got to spend a good amount of time working in the houses. That was fun.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I feel about it. Like, I feel like unless you can do like one, at least one of those things that you were talking about yourself, I'm like, if you can't do it yourself, like, chances are like you are gonna come close to. Like, you'll probably make some money, but it's really good if you can knock out some of that cosmetic stuff by, you know, doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Especially if it's something that you know that you don't mind doing and you know that you know how to do. And probably can get done faster than having to, like, bring somebody out and get an estimate and whatnot and going through all that. Definitely save a lot of money.
Yeah, I could imagine, especially if you're inexperienced, you'll get taken advantage of from contractors and
absolutely.
And that's the thing with the contractors and materials and supplies and all stuff on HGTV. Everybody they buy from is an advertiser.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone. So yes, they're going to get amazing deals. Those are not the same deals that you and I are going to get when we call the tile place.
Sure.
That is a line of advertising for them, and they know it. So they're willing to make a deal. I don't even know the girl's names. There's quite a few of them, but you know, of course they're going to deal with her.
Mm-hmm. Like, there's some
good
deals.
Sign this release so we can put you on HGTV. Yes, here, I'll sign your release, and yes, you can have the tile for 5 cents.
Yeah. Boom, done.
Surprisingly, though, you can find some good deals. Like, there are sections of, like, Home Depot and Lowe's and, like, Lumber Liquidators and all that have, like, sections of, like, stuff on closeout that you would never have expected to be in a closeout section.
Wow.
So one of my dad's secrets for painting, whenever he was doing construction, painting, redoing a house, whatever, for different realtors, is that he would always bring them the color swatches to choose if they wanted to paint a room. Because my dad was always buying the oops colors at Home Depot.
Hey, it's smart.
And he would get, and people would fall, oh, where did you find that color? It's like, clearance rack. Somebody screwed up. Sorry. And most people don't know the difference between their whites. They say off-white. There's so many versions of off-white. So he would find an oops off-white. Before you know it, he's painting the whole house and gets to, you know, and get his full boat for the cost of the paint and all that stuff. But yeah, Home Depot does that. Lowe's, they all have clearance. You know, they all have things that were gently used. Everything that's on the showroom floor eventually gets sold. And because it sat on the showroom floor and everybody touched it, you get to buy it for less. So those are things to also keep in mind. And, you know, replacing appliances, all that, those things are cosmetic. And like you said, it's the things that you feel you could do by yourself or you could do by just picking up help in the Home Depot parking lot.
There you go.
Cool.
We don't have that in Florida. But, yeah, I see it all the time here. I wish.
Because that humidity wants to beat everybody up in Florida. That's
nobody wants to be outside in Florida unless they're at the beach.
Yeah. Jesus. I'll be in Florida tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Speaking of Florida, we're talking about Florida.
Oh, really? Is that why you didn't reply to my text? What about this weekend?
Oh, that is why.
Oh, actually, Neeson, we're not going to talk about text this weekend. Let's just not even talk about that.
I was going to ask you personally right now.
Oh, that's what you was going to do? Because I had to hear about it from my 15-year-old.
Well, yeah, I had to tell him.
All
right,
you guys, that's enough.
But no, wait, I had to tell him. I had to go ask him about it right now. I was just waiting to get done.
Okay, go ahead.
This weekend. I'm doing brunch on Saturday if you want to come out to that.
Neeson's inviting the world to his birthday celebration.
No, not really. No, I didn't say where.
Got to have the address, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even put the address in the text, see?
I saw that.
So, but Sunday is we're playing basketball, so I rented out a park, a gym, and I haven't played ball in a while, so I was like, you know what, let's have all my people that I know that play ball. Let's have them all in the gym and just have a good fun couple runs in. And then later on at night, they're playing a song on Insecure, and I'll be in that episode as well. So I was like, then after we could just watch Insecure and have some food and drinks and
fun. Sex.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm telling you. I'm negotiating with misses of what I can attend. I've already committed to a mother-daughter photo shoot on Sunday,
That's
and I'm
beautiful.
The photographer.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I can play with that a little bit. I might be able to figure out basketball. And okay. Actually, that might be the one I want to really push for.
Yeah.
Okay, guys. We're going to talk about this. Well,
yeah,
let's do
that. Okay, yeah. I wanted to bring it up. But, yeah, I'll text you out. But, yeah, I wanted to bring that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it's all good. You had
this turned into girl. This turned into girl talk with guys, though. Well, very strange.
Hey, but y'all try to act like we don't plan nothing. You see, this was
yeah, you guys are planning. I'll clap you up. Yes. Thanks so much, yo, for all those good tips.
Two hands.
We'll talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Wow, Crystal, you surprised us. I didn't know you had all those jewels.
She came delivering the wood.
I know.
I was like, I know about this.
I know all about this. That was actually great timing that he talked about that while you were on.
Yeah, exactly.
So did you grow up like on like building homes with your family or
they build malls and stadiums and
oh okay oh, wow. So
parking lots
bigger projects
like, yeah like mm-hmm. plazas things like that but okay. Yeah obviously any of the kids that like buy investment properties mm-hmm. or their first home mm-hmm. or my parents have some investment properties mm-hmm. so yeah
that's awesome.
My mom actually started doing it when she was a teenager, mm-hmm. and that's all of her savings to go toward.
Yeah.
And so she kind of kept it up.
Yeah, that's great. She's
got my dad into it. Clark, we're going to get some more investment properties.
Oh.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fun. I feel like that's a fun thing to...
Yeah, my dad actually just talked about this today. He's going to build a house in Mississippi. In a couple of years.
Okay.
So he told me that today. I was like, oh.
Yeah, that's my...
All right. I guess his wife's family owns 400 acres.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to give them 2 acres
to build on. House. That's awesome.
And I was like, nice. Oh. He's like, yeah, so that's where I retire at. I'm like, all right. So what are you going to do with these houses?
Like, give them
3 houses out here. Yeah, no, that's what he was like. Yeah, well, you'll be here. I'm like, no.
All right, so why don't we do this? We have scoop news that we're running short on time, but we got to run through scoop news. I have a bit of a confession. I have an older man crush.
Oh,
and I'm really excited. I had to talk about this. He's going to actually be a season regular on the show Greenleaf. Do you watch that show?
I haven't.
No. Okay, yeah. It's on WeTV, Greenleaf. Rick Fox is actually going to be a season regular. So I was really excited about that. So I was like, I have to throw that into Scoop News. Neeson?
I see you. Continue.
I love Rick Fox. Like I feel like he's so regal. I really like him. He's my old man crush. Neeson.
Is he that old, though?
Right. Right, so I'm like...
Really?
I know. I'm like looking at him like, but is he?
I feel like he is.
It's like, what is he like, 40-something, 50? He's not even that old.
No, I feel like he's, okay.
Well. I mean, I don't think gravity's taken much effect yet on that.
No, he still looks great, but he's older.
He's like regal, like, come
he's
on.
He's older. Anyways.
Never mind.
Continue. Anyways.
Yep, continue.
he deserved an honorable mention. I'm excited about seeing him every week on...
Thank
oh,
you.
That's He's, not that. That's not.
That's not old. 40s.
Yeah, yeah, that's not old. At that's not old. My apologies, Rick. I was gonna say Rick Ross. Rick Fox.
I know. I was like,
but he's so regal.
Not that Rick. My apologies.
So
him.
Regal.
But he is a handsome guy, and I'm excited to see him on Greenleaf.
Old is George Clooney.
No, George Clooney's not
it's
even
like
that
70.
Old.
No,
he's not.
George Clooney's not 70.
He's not even in his 60s.
You said what?
He's mid-50s. George mid-50s. Clooney.
You're
okay.
You're really off there.
I
thank
he was like
you.
70.
No.
I feel like George Clooney's...
He's 56.
I feel like George Clooney's been 56. That's why I really admire George Clooney. I feel like he's been 56 for like ever now.
Stop.
And he always...
He's a silver fox.
Yeah,
exactly.
And then he just dates like 18, 19-year-olds. Like
whatever.
I guess it keeps him young.
Exactly.
You do what it takes. You do
get
what
it
takes.
Found the youth, but wait, that's all. Go ahead, continue.
All right, so this story's, I guess, all over the internet this week. Usher Raymond was, for those of you that don't know, he was accused of
confession,
giving a young lady herpes,
gifts that keeps on giving.
Yeah. I don't believe it's true. He's apparently they're saying that it's not true. And he's actually, him and his lawyer are setting up defamation suits. But there's one lady in particular that came out this week and had a press conference with her attorney, Lisa Bloom, in New York. And she said that Usher pulled her on stage some years ago, back in 2010. And after that incident, he called her and went to her hotel room. They had relations. And from that, actually, she didn't contract herpes, but she said she felt violated. Exactly. Everyone pretty much knew that this was a fraudulent situation. But now it's kind of been confirmed. Her mom came out and confirmed that it actually wasn't true. But can we just
say that Lisa Bloom just needs to just give up? Like, can we just?
I think she just needs to make better professional decisions. That's all. I wouldn't say give up, but she just needs to make some better decisions on who she represents.
Become a chef.
All right, and this is a fun story. Venus Williams had her baby shower this past weekend. Serena Williams had her baby shower this past weekend.
Yeah.
And it was a themed baby shower. Did you see the pictures?
Do we have the pictures, Felicia?
Okay. All the girls. Lala Anthony was there, obviously. Kelly Rowland was there. They're all besties. And they looked adorable.
Of course, Beyonce was too busy at World on Wheels.
Beyonce was at World on Wheels this weekend.
The night I was going to go, but I fell asleep.
Did you see that video, by the way?
We didn't.
Beyonce was roller skating at World on Wheels.
That's my bae.
It's a popular skating rink here in LA.
Just opened back up.
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah, you wouldn't because they just opened back up. It's just one of those staples that has just been open for years. Is it LA or is it Compton?
It's LA.
Is it LA? Okay. It's in LA. It's
Compton. Okay.
But it's just a popular spot. But it used to have a bit of a reputation.
I mean,
it wasn't always the safest place.
Yeah, but it's still.
So it's cool to see it reopen. Everyone's excited to see it reopen and kind of
like
take its own.
Quad skates, like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, very. I would like that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, now it's. Since it did have a bad reputation, it was a lot of buffoonery going on there right before it closed. So they did close it down, but they did reopen it because the one in North. I mean, the culture of rollerblading or roller skating. It started to pick up back again, like the one in Northridge. It's a place where all the stars are throw, like stars, young stars that come out and throw their like birthday parties at. Okay. So some guys came out, and the same people that the Fish Spot LA and the Luminami, whatever they're called, they're the ones that took over that and a couple other people and brought it back. And it's back popping. You know, all the stars by Beyonce going there, which I thought was dope, just her using her star power. Like, she doesn't have to go to that.
Yeah.
And she knows what she's going to do when she goes to that sort of thing. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. She knows the draw, but for her to associate herself with the culture like that and to be there, I think that was the most amazing
part. And it is a culture. I went to a skating rink in Fountain Valley like a month or so ago. And the people they go really fast around the rink. Like, mm-hmm. extremely fast. They're dancing. They're doing tricks and flips and
POTUS is in a skating rink, but she was at World of Wheels. Huh?
And
yeah, my mom was at World of Wheels. She was fighting us.
They take it very serious. Like, people had Adidas skates. Mm-hmm. They had snakeskin skates.
Stacey Adams skates.
They had all kinds of crazy tuxedo style. Like, they take it very serious.
Yeah, it's a culture.
It's a culture. I had no clue.
Yeah.
Yeah. I
didn't go to Skate Depot when we was kids?
I went to Skate Depot, but I didn't go out to skate. No, and I only been
boys,
a few times.
Boys, huh?
No, I just, I wasn't at all. Little, I just went and hung out and the couple times I did go.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Anyways, that's Scoop News.
Terrible.
Just a few quick stories. But I do want to thank you, Miss Crystal, for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank
Crystal
you.
Hunt, ladies and gentlemen.
Lycan
is in theaters this August the
The 15th is the premiere.
That's why I was like, I know the 15th is a premiere, but when does it come out?
It opens on the 18th.
On the 18th.
Are tickets still available for the premiere?
We actually, surprisingly, so premieres usually don't have tickets, but we actually are. We allotted a certain amount so that the fans can actually come and be a part of the experience. They can, they're actually, for sale, you can go to our handle on Instagram, mm-hmm. At Like in the Movie. And you can go on and get a ticket. It comes with a 16-ounce soda, medium popcorn, a Lichen backpack.
Wait, what?
And, yeah.
Oh. That's so awesome.
Hey, look, go get some tickets. Take a date. You know, hey, take your girl.
This is the perfect date, you guys.
Perfect date. She's going to hop in your lap. She's going to have to seek it. She won't be able to sleep alone. Look, I'm giving you the jewels right now.
Oh,
you
guys, my gosh.
All the celebrities are there.
Yes. All the celebrities and all. I get to take pictures. But look, take your girl, okay? I'm giving you the jewels, guys. I'm trying to talk to my fellas right now. Okay, yeah, but then you get to show her off at all the celebrities. Like, baby, look, this is what I do every weekend, girl. This is me. You feel me? I'm just trying to help.
And we'd actually really like to be able to give away some tickets, too, if there's some creative people out there.
What they got to do?
So we came up with this idea that we think that if we can get our fans to post a picture of themselves, the most creative photo, watching their favorite scary movie.
Okay.
But be creative with it.
Okay.
Make it something that we'll actually be like, oh, okay.
Right.
And our favorites, we'll contact them via Instagram and give them a free ticket to the premiere.
That's awesome. So,
absolutely.
So do they need to be in action? Like, in the picture?
Honestly,
like, any kind of, like...
Be creative.
Right.
Be creative.
That's the key.
Who knows?
That's
you could even be your version of a lycanthropy patient.
Oh, my gosh.
I just put my hair down.
So how many of those are you selecting? How many winners are you selecting?
I mean, it depends. It depends on how many people we're impressed by.
Okay. Mm. That's a good sign, you guys. So you could definitely win.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Let's do that, guys. Mm. Come on.
So don't forget. Like in the movie.
Yes.
At Like in the Movie.
L-Y.
And if you need ideas, hit up Neeson.
Yo, what?
If you need some ideas, they can hit you up.
Oh, yes. Please do.
He might help you win.
I can help you win.
All right, Crystal Hunt. Lady Crystal Hunt, thanks for joining us here on The Scoop.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll be sure to...
And thank you, Miss Julia Davis, for introducing us.
Yeah. Hi, Julia. And Lips and Protocol.
Yes, Lips and... Man, I mean, Julia keeps posting pictures of beautiful women, and I just, like... All I do is just admire them.
All her friends
are beautiful.
I know.
I mean, I'm not. No, I'm just... But, like, literally, I'm like, who is this beautiful woman? Oh, that's
it's Julia's friend.
Jesus Christ. Like, and I was just like, you know, I'm gonna just stop looking at my feed for a minute. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. She's pretty awesome.
She really is.
She is. She's a great ball of energy, man. She's amazing.
Yeah. Well, and Crystal, that's how I met Crystal, through Julia. So
absolutely.
That's dope. And so are you. And she brought us donuts.
You guys.
If you follow me on Snapchat or Instagram, you know how much I love donuts. And first thing when I walk in, she's like, oh, I brought you donuts. I'm like, oh my God.
I know. She's like, oh, there's Krispy Kreme.
No, the hot now sign was on. And
so she couldn't say no.
No, I can't. I really can't. When I see that, I'm like, I'm pulling in. Like,
this woman's amazing. That's how you gotta go. For that reason alone, go watch Lichen.
She's in great shape too, you guys. So.
Oh, I thank you.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, thanks.
So that's actually really good, because that shows that you can still enjoy a treat or two and still
stay
focused.
But I was at Barry's boot camp.
I was gonna say you were at boot camp. You were focused this morning.
You deserve that box of donuts.
Oh, why? Thank you. Yeah. I don't usually go that early, but, you know, it's about an hour earlier than I've
typically go.
Yeah, exactly.
But you get it in.
All right. So where can people follow you?
Same Twitter and Instagram is the same. Crystal_Hunt. Yep. And that's Crystal with a C.
Yes, Crystal with a C. All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate
it.
Thank
you. Thank you so much for having me.
And you guys, make sure you check out Lichen when it's in theaters on the 18th. If you want to come to the premiere, turn in your audition photo. And hopefully Crystal likes it. And
me, Danya.
Oh, it's a whole panel.
Yeah, Danya.
So come with the heat.
Hi, Danya. I don't know if you're watching. Hi.
Hi.
It's Neeson. I know you're married.
Neeson, but is she married?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can't slide
to
in her
director.
DMs.
Yeah. I wouldn't.
You can't slide in her DMs. Behave, Neeson. All right. Until next week, you guys. Thanks so much. Ciao.
Ciao.